This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. And I do mean, after all that, I don't know if I could be much more sane than that speech. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call in, let me know. If you don't want to call in, I get it. Some of you say you don't want to hear your voice on the air. I got all that. But send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, again, there's so much for you to get involved with. There's so much for you to engage with. And you can hop up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation if you want to. Hey, look, I don't force anybody to do anything. What do you think? I'm the government and it's healthcare. If you missed Corey Duncan with us the last hour, later on when it posts, you got to go back and get it. I couldn't keep up with him. There's no way you can keep up with him. Anyhow, so if you heard the speech, I'll do a quick wrap up or pseudo quick wrap up as fast as I can go. Right now, he talked about nominating Justice Gorsuch. And he said, he was unanimously nominated when he, ran for the circuit court, or when he was appointed to the circuit court. And there wasn't a problem. The Dems loved him. They spoke highly of him. So there shouldn't be an issue getting him on the Supreme Court, I would imagine. The other thing I love very much is the fact that, the word American was used so many times. America, American, what's good for Americans, what's good for America. I don't know if we heard that in all eight of President Obama's speeches. I don't think did he give eight? Yeah, I guess he gave eight. I love the fact that he talked about education and how bad education, and he's right. He's right. We keep hearing, even from the Dems, talk about how bad education, and this is where they don't get it. So they made a big deal about DeVos and how she has no educational experience whatsoever. She has no business being our education secretary. Blah, 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 blah. However, what I don't get is we've had for the last five, six, seven administrations, right, we've had an education secretary that knew all about education, was highly, highly touted in their nominations as being the best. And where are we at? So apparently this whole thing with making sure you put the right person up, making sure the person has all kinds of educational experience, doesn't work. Mr. Trump talked about the forgotten Americans, which I believe in. I believe he's right. Those are the ones that voted for him. Right? Those forgotten Americans have been pushed aside, can't be dealt with because we don't have enough money. We have to take care of the refugees. Come on, think about it. You know, what's really funny is never should happen. Governor Moonbeam from California, he signed what I call an edict yesterday, that diverted money and funds from middle schools to illegals so they can go to college. That's right. Yeah, got to give more money to the illegals. Because, you know, you do that, they'll vote for you every time. Which is exactly what would happen in the country if that's the direction we went in. Now, they can say all day, the Dems love to say that reducing the corporate tax rate doesn't help at all. Doesn't produce jobs, doesn't do anything for the economy, which is a line of malarkey. If that's the truth, right? Why are companies coming back to the country? Why is it that when President Trump said, look, I'm going to reduce the tax rate, I want you to repatriate your money or else. Now they're coming back. They're going to do jobs here. You know what it means when they do jobs here? You know, you guys on the left, with that loon logic that you have, listen to me. So Pelosi, do you remember when Pelosi said that welfare dollars, giving people welfare dollars, stimulates the economy? Because for every dollar they put in, it creates two tax dollars. The problem I had with this, and I only have an IQ of about 6, but here's my problem. If you take one tax dollar, the tax dollar you've already taken from my pocket, and you put that into the city, you give that to a welfare recipient, if that creates two tax dollars, you don't need me anymore. I don't have to pay any more money because this is the grandest pyramid scheme I've ever seen. Right? It'll just keep growing from there. You don't need my money anymore. We should be out of debt in no time. With that kind of math. No, because what happens is, she says, is, you know, Joe Smith goes into the store with his dollar and he buys something. And some of that money goes to pay the employees. And then the employees go shopping somewhere else and it creates tax dollars. And don't you see how all that trickles? I go, yeah, technically, that's a trickle-down theory, a trickle-down effect, but you don't believe in that. But let's get past that for a minute. Why can't that work in the corporate arena? Why is it that a corporation, when Tammy and I had a business with a corporation, right? The more people we put to work, if we had less taxes to pay, we could have put more people on. They would have gone to those same stores, probably spent more money because they wouldn't have had a dollar in welfare. They would have had $5 that they had worked hard for. Why wouldn't it work that way? Makes sense to me. I don't know. But I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So by reducing the corporate tax rate, as John F. Kennedy also felt and believed in, it will stimulate the economy. More on the speech of our President Trump. I mean, people are excited. First time, really, in that kind of setting, that he has sounded so presidential. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm just having a field day with this stuff. I think it's great. You know, the Dems are going to have a hard time. Well, no, they're not. They're not. Because their people will just believe everything that come out of their mouths. Right? And I love how, you know, right away, I'm telling you, these people were ready. Yeah, well, you know this already. Right? The people on the left, the hardcore haters, they were ready with their emails. They were ready with their tweets. They were ready to go. So let's have a couple of other things that he talked about that, you know, when you're going this fast or when he's trying to move through these this quickly, it takes a while. So, you know, it takes a while to process it. I know, I don't use all the words sometimes because I'm six sentences ahead of myself most of the time. So other countries charge us to buy products. Right? They have tariffs. They charge us. And you heard what he said about Harley Davidson. One of the countries charges them 100% in tariff fees. What do we charge? Nothing. Niente. Zero. Zip. Where is that fair? Now, you could say that Americans want cheap, cheap quality, too. But they want cheap merchandise. Inexpensive merchandise. Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. Right? But make it here. See, you can't complain about it both ways. You can't complain about not having a job. You can't complain about how expensive stuff is, or can be, or might be. There's got to be a happy medium there. You have to understand. Maybe we need to re-educate our people. You have to understand that if you buy it here, it may cost a few bucks more. It shouldn't cost a whole bunch more, but it will cost a few bucks more. So why shouldn't we charge them to sell their product here? Maybe Sony will open up Sony, LG, whatever. They'll open up their plants here. They'll build here. They'll put that product together here. That's so terrible, right? But then think about all those people we put out of work in those other countries. Mm-hmm. Immigrants need to be able to take care of themselves. Now, most other countries, you have to prove that you're self-sustaining, that you're going to be able to take care of yourself, that the government's not going to have to take care of you. Not here. In America, we do it just the opposite. If you've got too much money, don't come here. We want to be able to give you every bit of American tax dollars that we can, especially if you get here illegally. We go out of our way to help you out. You know, he talks about being like other countries. I mean, Obama talked about being like other countries. He didn't mean it. He didn't even know what it meant. And the thing I loved was McConnell. He didn't know what to do with himself. There was no way that man was on board with even half of this stuff. And he looked shocked most of the time. I'm telling you, if you look at his face, if you go back and look, you don't have to go through the whole hour again, but if you go back and you see him and you look at him, he's lost. He didn't know when to clap. He didn't know what to do, which I just found very interesting. Immigration reform. Yes, it's broken. It needs to be fixed. It shouldn't take you 20 years to get here. All right? I mean, one little thing shouldn't set you back 5 years. And it needs to be fixed. Can we at least agree on that? Now, that doesn't mean that it's open gates and lets everybody in. It just means it's got to be a little more straightforward, a little easier to do and get here. And you've got to be able to bring something with you. You've got to be able to bring a talent with you. Digging ditches is not a talent. All right? Now, I didn't know till tonight. I'm going to check the number myself. But we have spent over $6 trillion overseas in these wars and what have you. And not just the wars, but in what we give other countries. I'm going to check that number out later on, but it's still a matter of we send $6 trillion overseas. Look at our deficit. Look what we're spending. Can I say it again? Because it's so exciting. We send $6 trillion. Can you imagine what we could do with half that money here? Just half of it. That wall would be easy to build, wouldn't it? We'd get our vets out of the gutters, out of cardboard homes. Where kids would have a better education as long as we can give the money to the Dems. And everything about, it was really interesting to watch. It was, again, it was like a lemon squeeze to the eye every single time. President Trump talked about buying American, being American, supporting American. It made them crazy. They looked miserable with most of the other conversation. When he started talking about being forced to buy health care was wrong, those women in white, they were doing the thumbs down thing. They wouldn't stop. I thought maybe their arm was broken. And I like that. What is it? For women's rights. Because Trump has taken away women's rights. He's working at taking away women's. I'm confused here. What did he do to show that what he wants to do is take away women's rights? I kind of missed that whole thing. Did you miss that whole thing? Because I missed that whole thing.
Yeah, I did. I didn't know.
I didn't see the list of women will no longer be allowed to vote. They're going to have to wear scarves every place they go. They have to walk two steps behind their husband. If they're caught outside without their husband, and they're not with a member of the family, you know, male member of the family, they get flogged. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not here.
I thought white was for surrendering.
Me too. Or purity, and I looked at... never mind. Forcing people to buy health care, he said, was wrong. God, that was so good. Forcing Americans. Do you really think our founding fathers would be spitting in their graves? We came here for freedom. They fought for freedom. They gave up their land. They gave up their family. Some of them gave up their lives for freedom. For freedom to choose. And what do we do? Or what did they do? You know, the vice president, Biden, that's him. When Biden kept saying they're going to put you back in chains, when he said they, he meant the Democrats. He wasn't talking about us. Because aren't you been put in chains when you're forced to do something you don't want to do? And the funny thing about it is if you don't buy the health care and you get fined, you still don't have health care. How does that help you? Other than lighten up your wallet. He said making it truly affordable, making it right, making sure you have the services you want, making sure that the companies can stay in business because it makes sense, is the right thing to do. Everything he was talking about doing to make that better, when he talked about making sure that it was going to be pre-existing conditions were going to be covered, you know, they weren't going to force plans on people, that they were going to push to push on legal, you know, legal medical reform. They were booing all of that. What part of that is bad? You're like backwards damn confused. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the fog. Meantime, sound of the river is stopping your whole everything.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do be part of the conversation. Seriously. I always have so much fun with this, too. The speech tonight... You know, of course, every lib is saying it was terrible, it was empty, it didn't mean anything. And I realize that that's kind of what everybody does, but it's part of what's going to keep us from coming together. Right? I mean, think about it. This is part. So nobody gets credit for anything unless it's Mr. Obama. He gets credit for everything good. Mr. Bush and now Trump get credit for everything bad, which shows you, you know, just how out of touch with reality they actually are. And that could be dangerous. So school choice. This is always my favorite. The Democrats say they're for education. They're all about education. They're all about the inner city. They want to help the inner city. They want to take care of the inner city. They're full of garbage. Seriously. And I've told you guys this story a million times. Look it up yourself. I think her name is Michelle Rhee, right? That was the education director for the Washington, D.C. schools. She went in there. Yeah, she brought in vouchers. They're the V word again. She brought in those vouchers, right? She allowed charter schools to come in. At one point, my understanding was there were more charter schools than there were public schools. And what happened was, guess what? She flipped the graduation and the dropout rate. There were more kids graduating than there were dropping out. They had that nasty, board op needs to put his finger on the button because I'm going to swear right now. I'm going to use a disgusting term. Parental choice. Yeah, they had parental choice all of a sudden. All of a sudden, they were allowed to choose the schools they wanted to go into. And when they started doing that, the kids started learning things. And all of a sudden, the public schools went, oh, no. We got to pump up our game a little bit here to make sure that these kids want to stay in our schools. And the education system was getting strong. It was getting solid. It was doing better in D.C. And then what happened? The Obama administration came in. said, oh, no, we can't have this. No vouchers for you. You have to take advantage of the public school system. Wasn't that nice? And now those kids are almost back to where they were. In Florida, when Jeb Bush, when he went with vouchers, all of a sudden the public schools started, they stepped up. They was losing money. Kids were leaving. You see what I'm saying? If you have, it's the only, well, next to healthcare now, but it was the only system in the federal government that you were forced to do exactly what they said to do when it came to education. You have no choice in the matter. You pay taxes for your kids to be educated, even if they're not educated in a public school, because that public school is bad in your area. It's just nuts. And he talked about, President, I don't remember the young lady's name, but it doesn't matter because they're all over the place in the inner city. You give these kids a chance, you give them a shot, you give them a choice, you allow them to flourish. This young lady was the first person in her family to go to college, the very first one. Even though they all grew up, they started off in the same area there because she was given school choice. They talk about the inner city and how much they care about the inner city. He talked about the Chicago murder rate. And you heard the oohs and ahs and pseudo-boos going on there. What was that all about? They don't want the truth to be told? Facts can't come out? The murder rate's out of control in Chicago. Has nothing to do with the fact that the neighboring state allows guns. Has to do with the fact that you won't get control of the thugs in Chicago. I heard that was a racist term. We can't use that term, but I just did. Deal with it. The other thing I thought was pretty funny was how the Dems, what did they bring? They brought illegal immigrants. Undocumented immigrants. Immigrant, whatever they call them. They had all kinds of names for them. But I guarantee you, your week's pay against mine, that there were illegals in a house of law tonight. There were illegals. What did we bring? We brought Americans to the American House of Law. Right? And then what he did, which I thought was great, he brought parents of people that were murdered by illegals and let back into the country when they shouldn't have been. When federal law should have been followed, they should have been locked up and sent out. And that, what did he say? He was starting that program, Voice, Victims of Immigration Crime. I thought that was great. The Dems booed. Because we shouldn't have any kind of group that calls out the sins of the past of the Democrat Party. And by the way, I thought that was a classic move. I even said to do it if you over the last couple of shows. I've been saying if I was him, I would bring in the parents of the murdered the kids that were murdered. But I would have gone a step further. I would have put a picture of the murdered child in the seat next to the parents. And said, because you wouldn't enforce the law. And I would have pointed right to the Dem side of the aisle. Because you wouldn't enforce the law, that seat is empty because of you. I mean, they actually had the guts. I saw the story. I got to pull it up later on. To say the blood of the dead Marines in that recent, what was it, 2 weeks ago when the SEAL team. I don't know how many lives they lost. I think it was four or something like that. But the blood of the SEAL team was on President Trump. Apparently there's no blood on President Obama's hands. Nowhere. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that nice? He got blamed for nothing. We should, in the history books, you call him the Teflon Prez. You know what I'm saying? And our vets need to be honored. That was the other thing he talked about. He made a big deal about our vets and what needed to be done for our vets. And again, the Dems can't applaud. I don't get this. It shows that they want to be partisan. It shows that they don't. There is nothing. They do not want to play at all. And if one of you Dems write me and say, well, the Republicans did, go pound sand.
We're done with that. Is that how we're going to do this now? For the next 100 years, you're going to be able to say, well, they did this, they did that, so we can too? How about doing what's good for the American people? Show how you are truly as holier than thou as you think you are. And I'm going to go back to the same thing I've been saying all night. Pelosi looks so confused. All night long, she just looked like she, I don't know, she ended up at a, you know, at a Greek bingo game, and she couldn't understand anything anybody was saying. That's what she looked like. Everything was going on, and she's just looking around like, what am I doing here? How did I get here? Will the other Wicked Witch show up soon? And you have to give Trump credit tonight. He sounded to me very presidential this evening. He really did. He sounded like he was, you know, whoever wrote his speech, I don't think he wrote the whole speech himself. I think he had help. I think some people helped him work through it. I really believe he didn't do it all alone. But I think the biggest thing about tonight's speech is all the things. You know, he talked about the people that have been left behind in this country. And it's not just middle America. It's not just the flyover states. There's been a lot of people that have been left behind by the Dem Party, by the president that we had for the last 8 years. And he's right. You know, they need some attention. They need a little TLC. They need to know that somebody cares enough about them to truly try to bring jobs back to this country. And you know, I got to tell you something, a little secret here. They talk about how Trump bullies these CEOs. So what? I don't care. If it puts Americans back to work, I don't care. If those companies have to eat, you know, 20% tariff because they refuse to do business in this country, I don't care. And you know, and I'm tired of hearing the American consumer is going to pay more, because eventually somebody else in this country will come out with the same product for less money. They'll figure out how to do it cheaper. It happens all the time. And stop playing that game. You know what? Don't stop. I want you to do it. I want, you know, to my Democrat friends that are listening, because I know some of you are, because you make fun of me from time to time. Here's the deal. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm serious. I don't want you to stop. I want you to keep doing it. Because you're guaranteeing Republican control well into the 2020s. That should scare you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll wrap it up right after this break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Please answer the question.
Pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you're engaged, involved, talking back, writing back. I don't really care. Tomorrow I'm going to go through some of the things that MSNBC and CNN went through. They couldn't find a and just as I was just accused of something by what looks like a fake mail address, but that's okay. They couldn't find anything positive. I love, you know, some of you Dems who send me emails but with fake addresses on them. You just make my, you make my case. You make my point every time. And to write me and say you've listened to 3 hours in negativity, because that's all, you know, that's all you heard me talk about. Yeah, well, let me put it to you this way. First of all, tonight, I have a right to. I've had to listen to 8 years of the garbage that was being spewed by Mr. Obama, how next to God, Jesus Christ, he was like third man in line, and it was nothing he could do wrong. You must have been okay with that. So tonight, I can run down. because I knew exactly what CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, the whole alphabet lineup was going to do. They got nothing nice to say about him. I'm looking at the CNN site. Okay? Trump's child care plan is a gift to the rich. Okay, so allowing everybody and anybody to have free child care is somehow a gift to the rich? You guys are lunatics. You really need some serious psychiatric help when you go down those roads and say those stupid, I mean stupid, things. So I love it. And that's exactly where I went. I went to MSNBC, and then I went to CNN, you know, the two biggies, right? And Nancy Pelosi says, we've gotten under Trump's skin. Really? And tonight it looked like not only was he under your skin, but he was almost possessing your body at one point because you couldn't sit still. Now, I was accused of not giving you any solutions. I have a solution. Vote out the Dems. That's my solution. Give us 8 more seats in the Senate. We can stop playing these games. Get rid of all the old farts. I got solutions. You want to hear the solutions for real? Or do you just want to make fun? Or you just want to complain? And by the way, I haven't done this in a while, so I might as well do it now. You guys want free silver? I've never understood this. Okay? All you can do is make a phone call to get a free silver coin. And it's 844-715-7311. That's Landmark Gold. Or Landmark Capital. If you want to get more information, go to landmarkgold.com. But he's giving away a free Morgan silver coin. All you have to do is make the phone call. Phone call is even free. Although I don't think anybody pays for long-distance calls. Man, am I old. He's going to send you a paper. It's called a coming bail-in. Give an idea of what the government can do with your retirement fund. Can they take it away? No, they don't really take it away from you, but they freeze it for a period of time, and they let you know when you can use it or what you can use and how. And he's going to tell you how to get physical metals, precious metals, physically in your hand. You can take possession of them. You can put them in your desk drawer, in your safe, wherever you want. You can bury them in the backyard for all they care. You don't get a certificate that says, hey, we're holding you gold in a drawer over here at my office. You don't have to pay anything. And listen, just make the call. It's free all the way around. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. For your free Morgan silver coin. Doesn't get any easier than that, right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I am your host. I do truly appreciate the time that you're spending with me. There's so much I could do here. So during one of the breaks, I got this, and this is what I was telling you about. It doesn't matter. This is, it doesn't matter what's said. This writer from, let me see, who's this writer? Jamal Abdi. He's from you could guess this one. The National Iranian American Council. Now, if I was Iranian anything in this country, I'd be worried. And I'll tell you why I'd be worried. No more games. We're done with the games. Your government, and I don't know, maybe you're an American now, but your Iranian government, the one that you're sticking up for in this piece, they've lied to us. They've done everything they said they wouldn't do. I mean, it's just a joke. That whole deal with Iran was a joke. The National Iranian American Council Policy Director, Jamal Abdi, issued the following statement in response to Trump's congressional address. He basically said that Trump pays lip service on hate. After months of demonizing Muslims, banning Iranians from visiting their families in America, and fanning the flames of hatred in our country, Donald Trump finally went on a limb tonight and condemned acts of hate. It was far too little, far too late. It's unacceptable to pay lip service. You mean like you guys do? We're just taking a lesson from you. Yeah, seriously. And what hate has he spurned? What hate has he flamed? I mean, it's the Dems, it's the Libs, it's the socialists that are out there lighting buildings on fire, smashing glass, beating on people, pepper spraying people. But, let me see, so it's the anti-Trumpers that are doing all the damage, but the pro-Trumpers and Trump himself are the ones fanning the flames of hate. You guys live in bizarro land. You live in backwards land. As Trump's speech hinted at the end, he says, as we expected, the administration plans to issue a renewed Muslim ban, lie, fake news, as soon as tomorrow. That will separate Iranian Americans from their loved ones. No, because it will not separate any people that are here legally or should be here legally. He goes on to say that they are punishing America's economy, okay, and make all of our families less safe. Yes. So trying to keep people that could be terrorists, that could want to do damage to our country, that makes us, try to keep them out, makes us less safe. Again, this is backwards day. I don't understand any of this language. It makes absolutely no sense to me. And I did graduate at least the 6th or 7th grade. I don't remember which one. It goes on to say that the Iranian-American community will redouble its efforts in the courts, the Congress, and across the country, alongside our allies to overturn the Muslim ban, the one that doesn't exist, and rescind this shameful and un-American act. Donald Trump is trying to ban ordinary Iranians from this country because of bigotry, not legitimate security interests. No. Not at all. The fact that they've broken every one of their agreements on the, or everything they said they wouldn't do on the agreement, no, there's no reason to be concerned. When they took our two ships captive, and they took pictures that are against the Geneva Convention of them on their knees, crying, taking statements, pictures, breaking into the cell phones, taking sensitive equipment. We're not even in war with them, right? We were negotiating with them. No, no reason to believe they would do anything wrong. No security issue. Nothing. No security threats there. No Iranian has ever been implicated in a terrorist-related death inside of America. Was that what we have to do? Is it inside of America? How about on a boat? What if it happened on a ship? What if it happened in an area where we knew that Iranian money and training and Iranian guard were the ones training the people that were killing Americans? What if we found, is that okay? Or does it actually have to happen on this country, on this soil? Because, you know, according to President Obama, or ex-President Obama, even when somebody admitted to being a Muslim terrorist, an Islamic terrorist, and killed, I don't know, ripped up a whole club, killed a bunch of gay and lesbian people in a club, even when they admitted to it, even when they swore their allegiance to Allah, they didn't do anything wrong. It had nothing to do with Muslim. It had nothing to do with being a terrorist. It just had to do with a whack toy. That's it. Right? Then he goes on to say, yet at least one person, the recent hate crime victim in Kansas, has now been murdered because someone thought the man was Iranian. Right? So he's not a nut job. He must have been a Christian. He must hate Muslims. We can kill 14. The Fort Hood massacre was a work-related issue. You make all kinds of excuses for non-Christians, non-Jews for that matter. But hey, Iranians are gold, right? Trump administration is fueling anti-Muslim, anti-Jewish, and anti-Iranian hate. Really? Anti-Jewish? Wow. Funny, I mean, death to America, death to Israel. Those were screamed from Iranian streets. Are you serious? Really? Wow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, now I got to go take a relaxing pill. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, we're here every day. Hopefully you will be too. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live. I mean, you can put a TRS in the subject line. Give me the topic or the speaker you want me to pull on. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.